Hey, what's going on, people? Welcome back to BTS Behind the Story, where we talk about recent news events and topics that you send to us to talk about. Now, for the record, if you feel uncomfortable to listening to today's story, remember you sent this to us. Now, following last week's story of social media, focusing on the effect on mental health, this week's story is about porn, and more specifically, how it affects you mentally. Now, what do you think porn is? Like, how would you define porn?
How do you define porn? Oh my goodness!
There is a definition. which I found mad, but like,
The thing is, like, I don't know. I can get proper philosophy. You know,
give it a go.
I'm guessing it's like any like, I don't know, like erotic imagery. I don't know, something like that.
I would say the same thing before I read the definition anyway. But now it's like stuck with me. So porn is defined as anything that emphasizes the sensuous or sensational aspects of a human being and stimulating a compulsive interest in their audience.
I should actually know that.
Which it makes sense, right? Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when did you first discover porn?
Like, too early, like I said. It was around 6, I think, or 7.
6?
I think.
Bro, what are you doing watching porn at 6 years old?
I got shown it.
By who?
A mutual friend, actually.
No way.
No lie.
After this, you get another time.
But yeah, I got shown it. Then obviously as a young mind, you get hooked, don't you?
No. Yeah, well, I mean, 7 is before puberty, like.
Yeah, it's a bit disgusting at first, but you know, we stuck in there.
We stuck it out.
We carried on going.
How was it exposed to you? Can you give a little more on?
Someone told me about it, so I searched it up on the internet the next
day. Was that it?
It wasn't as like extraordinary as you think. It was literally someone's like, "Oh, have you heard of this website?" And I was like, "No." He's like, "Yeah, go on it," and I did.
No way. What website was it?
RedTube, obviously.
RedTube. Yeah, RedTube was always the first one.
That's always the first one. That's the entry level.
That's mad. That's the gateway drug. Gateway porn. But for me, Mine was kind of like a movie moment because I was 12 and so was my friend. And then a friend in the year above told me, like, guys, have you ever heard of this? It was so weird. It was out of the blue. I remember this. He was just like, have you ever heard of this? And we were like, no, what the fuck is that? We went home, searched it up together. And bro, what was your reaction? Because I was like, what the fuck is going on? There were just countless videos going on.
I don't know what my reaction was, but I think it would have been like, oh, this is horrible, probably.
Well, yeah, you were 6. Mine was like, what the fuck? But, oh man, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Right, but moving on to how porn can affect you, do you feel it's affected you in any way?
Yes, but...
What ways has it affected
you? It's definitely like, it gives you unrealistic expectations of like, women's bodies, I think.
Is that what it gave you at first?
Yeah, for sure. I'll say that. I'll stick with that one. That's it really for me.
You might agree with me with this, but porn made me a little bit uninterested with the women I knew already.
Actually.
Because, to your point, because of the expectations, you felt, even at 16, if they don't have a body like this, well then you're not really that interested.
Yeah. Because like these actresses are like, they're not realistic. Like they're most of the time proper hot. You know, so it's like that's what you're looking for in someone else.
Well, coming to like, because it's 2020 now, I find a lot of surgery is available, and they make money, so I can see how they can just keep on changing their body to this, you know, ideal image. Like, I think the ideal woman image is not my ideal, but like the stereotype of ideal is the hourglass.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Big hips, small waist, and then, you know, bigger top. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Do you feel there are any positives that come from the access to porn, like watching it and all that?
Not really.
None at all?
No. I guess some people could use it as like, a how-to guide, but it's not that realistic, is it?
So yeah, I understand that.
So I don't know, not Really, like some people obviously see the benefit, like these as an escape, you know, feel good. But in the long term, I don't think it's beneficial.
What do you mean by that? Elaborate.
It's like if you're incredibly lonely, it gives that false sense of at least I'm getting love and affection. I guess you trick your body into it, don't you?
Do you think a lot of women watch porn? Like a lot of them.
Do you know what? Like, I remember the first time a girl told me she watches it. Then she's like, "Yeah, a whole friend group watches it." I was like, "What?"
Like, wait.
I was like, "Huh? Since when?" But that, I guess.
Wait, did they discuss it together or something?
Yeah, we're kind of open bunch. But yeah, it's I guess so. I guess quite a lot do.
What porn do they watch?
This is a long time ago, bro. I think they said lesbian, but
don't lesbian. Quote really?
That. I think.
Were they lesbians?
No.
Then I'm confused. There's no dick in the picture.
Yeah, but let's be real. A dick's ugly, so.
For me, I don't know. Lesbian got kind of like.
Boring. No, I wouldn't. Lesbian, but like, I guess if you're a girl.
Okay. Well, look, I can't find any positive either, but I did look one up. And so, according to a post in 2010 on this website web page called Psychology Today, it was posted by PhD doctorate, so he has a PhD, Gard Saad. Now, he said that in a survey conducted by, I can't say their title, I can't remember. I think it's like, they're like sexual experts, basically, within a scientific field.
Mm-hmm.
Their names were Gert Hold and Neil Malamuth. And the survey they did was...
Gert Hold sounds like a sex position.
Gert Hold. Well, it's two words, Gert Hold. It sounds like a German one.
Yeah. Anyway, carry on.
That's my bad. Right, so the survey was 688 young Danish adults, 316 were men, and the other 372 were women. And they were asked how they perceived, you know, viewing hardcore porn, how it's affected their sex lives, their relationship with their partners, and, you know, so on. The responses like that they found were surprisingly positive, as they would say the vast majority, almost all of them, like, to be honest, of the respondents reported that viewing hardcore porn had benefited their sex lives, their attitudes towards sex itself, the perception and attitudes towards members of the opposite sex, and life in general. So, but I don't know how... I know that he's actually made a study, but in my opinion, it doesn't make sense in my head.
I'm the same. It doesn't. I guess maybe if you use it like in moderation or something, maybe, or if there's like a good view on it in the culture, maybe.
For me, there's not enough information in the results that he's presented for me to like understand what he's saying.
But to be fair, like thinking about it, I read an article like ages ago, and it was like it can help you fall asleep. Porn.
I know. Okay, I don't think porn does, but I know that if you beat your meat before you go to bed.
Yeah, I was about to say a story. Like, and your guy who always used to do it before bed because it would help him sleep.
Bro, I'm pretty sure everyone. I'm okay.
Wait, no. Okay, everyone bar me.
Because really, so you wouldn't have you would not want out before bed.
No.
When would you not want out?
Anytime before that.
Really?
I could, back in the day, I could rise and shine, you know?
Rise and shine is different. Yeah.
Or just like, got back from school, failed a test, why not?
No way.
asked that girl, and she said no. You know, drown my sorrows.
No way. That's funny, man. But okay, rise and shine, I understand, but I had to have one before bed. Like, I couldn't go to bed.
No.
I don't anymore though, like at all.
Yeah, I don't watch anymore.
I'm just forget porn. Like, the fapping side is like moderated, but yeah, porn is, I don't know, expired for me. Like, I don't need to watch that shit.
Nah,
it's all done.
Don't need that stuff.
Anyways, sorry, back to the results of the survey. The results actually indicated a positive correlation. So what that means is the more porn that you watch, the more sexual satisfaction that the individual would get. Now, again, I don't really It doesn't make sense to me because, in my opinion, the more you're watching, the more time you're spending
not having sex. Or,
yeah, not having sex. And it's like an opportunity cost. Like, you're wasting your time on... You're spending your time on this. I want to say wasting. But you're spending your time on this when it could be spent doing something else that I would feel is more productive.
Like having sex.
Like having sex, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. What do you think?
Yeah, I definitely agree. Like, I feel like, I don't know, there's not much reward to it, like we've said. So I don't think doing more is going to make you any better.
It is weird, though. So, again, going off the results, like, I can't say they're not true because me and you haven't conducted a study ourselves. Like, we haven't spoke to 688 people.
No, but we've spoken to two.
I've spoken to a few people about this, to be fair. I wanted to get their opinion before we even did this episode.
Oh, fair.
But I think, for me anyway, there is a fine line between the positive correlation of watching porn and sexual satisfaction and porn addiction.
Yeah.
Like, because when you bust, you release dopamine, which is that happy chemical,
mm-hmm.
right? Now, imagine having that happy chemical on demand, like whenever you want it.
Yeah.
Then, so the more you do it, the more...
The less sensitive.
Is it less sensitive? It's something about the dopamine, like you grow a tolerance or something. So I read something about how the more you bust and the more porn you watch, the more of a tolerance you build to the porn you already watch. So it comes to a point where you're actually flicking through the pages trying to find something that stimulates you.
Yeah.
Which is like, that's a weird point.
I've read those things where some people say they're watching like the weirdest stuff.
No, it's true.
Because they just need something new to actually...
No, that's true. That's very true.
Stimulate like, them.
Porn is no longer like porn. Like, as I remember the stereotype of porn was, you know, the plumber or...
Like, pizza delivery man with,
pizza delivery
with
man,
the hole in the box.
Yeah. The hole in the box, yeah.
If that was real, that would burn, wouldn't it? Imagine.
Bro, the cheese.
Oh my word.
But that's how I remember stereotypically how porn was itself.
Yeah.
And now I feel they've tried to make it way more realistic because there's, what was it called? Fake Taxi.
That's realistic.
Well, I mean... the woman is put in a position where she has no money. To be fair, why was she jumping with no money? Okay. It's not as realistic, but it seems more realistic. Do you know what I mean? Like, the acting is put on more.
Okay. If you say so, bro. If you say so.
Okay, well, I've watched some pretty realistic ones. I was like, fuck.
Is this real life? Like, is this thinking of CCTV?
Yeah, right. Now that I think of it, it's bare dumb, but it is what it is. So obviously there is the negative or the positive side that has been claimed, but there is obviously a negative side and something I think I'm more gonna lean towards. Like, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm very biased. I'm very anti-porn myself.
Well, we'll give a conclusion at the end, like. They're not sure how we
but do. I think there's many more negatives.
There is many more negatives. Well, can you list any like to yourself what you think?
Not right now. Good thing is I know you and I know I don't need to.
I just wanted to hear it.
My head's gone blank.
That's cool. So before I listed any of my personal ones, I've obviously already like read a few. So there were four that I found on the same page, so Psychology Today. And a lot of the people who post on here have like doctorates. So they specialize within these fields. And well, what they say holds a lot of credit to me.
I think as I put into watching porn, I'm a PhD by now.
You're a bit pretty. Yeah, okay. Right, so I'm going to say one by one. And then you just tell me if like you feel... there's more to be added or if they've taken the wrong route. Because when I read a few of them, I did feel some of them were a little bit exaggerative. So, right. So the first one is sexual satisfaction. So opposite to the, like the positive claims that I made before in the positive part,
mm-hmm.
there was a 2018 study. So it was a lot more recent of 1,500, so 1,500 young adults exposed to like watching porn. And so they did a survey, and the results indicated that there was a negative correlation of porn usage to sexual satisfaction. This makes more sense to me. Like, what do you think?
Yeah, I would think there's that. But at the same time, if two studies have done that and they show opposite results, does that mean there might not be any correlation?
You know what I mean, yeah, that like, I feel like that'd be a relationship you have with it.
Yeah. That's why I say this and I've just been dissing it. But really, most things in life, it's not that it's good or bad. It's just how your relationship is with it.
Do you mean like too much of anything is bad for you?
Yeah. Pretty much,
that's how I would see it. I think everything in moderation is okay. Like, do you remember, you know Simon Sinek, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what his actual title is, but for me, he's a motivational speaker. Now, I remember him saying, drinking is fun. Too much drinking is a problem. Gambling is fun. Too much gambling is a problem.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Like, where I'm going here.
Yeah.
So I'm sure... But I don't know how porn falls into that. I feel it might be bad for you in any retrospect, just because of the unrealistic ideology it gives in your head.
Yeah. Obviously, like, for me personally, I think it's like, yeah, all bad as well. I agree with you. But yeah. I guess, like, to some people, I guess, like, it's a stress reliever. Like, imagine you're a single guy and you work at, like, a hedge fund or something, you know, or something that's proper stressful. Yeah. And you just need to relieve yourself.
I guess. I understand the, like, the urges and that. Like.
But I guess it's a way of a coping mechanism, really. Because, you know, these guys could do other things. But obviously, I would personally say there's better things to do than that, you know.
Just as a side note, I read very, very recently, I think it was yesterday, that Tyson Fury said he's going to masturbate. He's gonna bust 7 times a day.
Can you say that the word again, please?
No, I actually hate saying that word. He's gonna bust 7 times a day. Like before his fight. Because it's known as a relaxant.
That's a true champion right there.
That's a true
7. 7 in 2 days in a row as well. Not even 2. It's gonna be like a whole whatever it is, but
it's not even gonna come out.
Bro,
you won't know you finished. Like that's the thing.
7.
I've never busted 7 in a day.
That's 3.
Like, yeah.
They're trying to do it the next day as well. Oh bro.
3 is the push because you're literally like, what am I doing?
Then you drain for the next day. So you're doing like, 7 a day.
I have too much time. 7 a day. That's fucking mad. I can't believe he put that on public, like, knowledge as well. If it's true, like, to be fair.
It's probably trolling, but...
Yeah, I hope... Well, you never know, like, I don't know. I just...
Well, he can't get out 7. I don't care how much of a champion you are.
I just thought it was mad when I read it. Before we go back into what I was saying, the negatives, do you think porn should be educated a little bit at school? Just because of it, the effects of porn are quite high.
Oh, yeah, I never thought of that. Probably then, yeah, it should probably be like...
Yes,
but at the same time, shouldn't then they school tell you about smoking, alcohol, drugs? And they do tell you about drugs.
Oh, no. That's 100%. No, but they don't really do it well enough. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because, yeah, to be fair, if I was to ask anyone, like, oh, what did you learn about drugs? You wouldn't...
would not know. We had did you have a class on that? We had a PSME. I can't even remember what.
Oh, we had PSE.
PSC.
What does it stand for? Oh my word.
I don't know. See, look, that class was shit. Like, it was so young when I had the class. And I remember just thinking, I don't know. I remember thinking, this isn't one of the subjects, but.
Like, did you do like CPR and all that in it?
No, you know CPR.
We did it in PSC.
I don't know CPR.
Well, to be fair, both my parents are nurses, so.
Oh, so
I kind of have to know, but we knew it from school as well. Yeah.
I don't know shit about CPR. I don't know first aid. Are you first aid trained?
I'm not. You know what people say, like, I can drive, but I'm not. I don't have a license.
Yeah.
I'm like that. Like,
okay, but
like, I can probably save your life, but I can't prove I can save your life. You know,
yeah, that's still trained though. That's still trained. Me, bro. If you're hurt, don't come to me. I have zero.
You ain't coming anywhere if you've got broken legs. Like.
I know how to save myself. Let's put it that way. I don't know how to save someone else. I don't know why. Like, in my head, it will clock. If it's if I've cut my arm and it's dirty, I'll clean it, like antiseptic, so on, so on. I know what to do. But with someone else, I don't know what it is. Like,
it's just the same, but on them.
Yeah, but I don't know. In the moment, it feels different. So I don't know. Just don't come to me if you hurt yourself. That's all. Right. Let me jump back into this. So there are actual levels to how negatively porn affects you, and they're based on external factors. Now, the external factors that were mentioned were being male, being in a committed relationship, and being more religious indicated a greater decline in sexual satisfaction for the more porn you watched.
Yep. I'm religious.
Yeah.
I forgot the other points. What were they? In a relationship and...
And male?
And male. All right, cool.
You got two out of three. You got two out of three.
Oh, wait, how do you not know? How'd you... Mate, I'm in a relationship.
With God.
With Jesus, yeah.
Yeah, I knew you were going to do that.
You know you do well.
Three out of three. But I don't know. What would you think of that? Like, those three external factors?
I would say, like, it's probably culture as well. Because I'm guessing if you... Culture? I'm guessing if you take the two studies, I'm guessing... So one was in... Oh, my days. You literally just said. Was it Holland? No, it wasn't Holland. What was the first study?
Danish.
Yeah, right. It was in Denmark, right? I stole deck.
I almost said Daneland, you know. I was like, wait. Daneland. No, Denmark is Denmark.
Denmark, right? So it was in Denmark. I'm guessing the other one would have been in like probably like USA, UK or something. That's a guess. I don't actually know. It would have been somewhere where the culture is maybe like not as like positive to it. Because if you think about it, like even with your boys,
yeah,
maybe even to like, we started to get open like probably year 10, year 11. So what age is that? Like 15, 16. But before that, you wouldn't really tell people you watched it, you know? Maybe like your closest boy who you discovered it with.
Yeah, but like, I can't remember how. I remember me and my boys had a conversation about porn, like what was being watched. And I still don't understand how that was brought up. I cannot remember. I think I just jumped in halfway and then I was there. But I don't know how they started it.
But even like to this day right now, if someone was to ask you, like, do you watch it? I guess the answer would be no. But like let's say you did watch it, right?
Easy for us, yeah.
If you did watch it, like, if someone said to me, "Oh, do you watch it?" I'd be like, "Oh, yeah, yeah." But then if they ask, "Oh, what do you watch?"
Yeah,
then
that's like weird.
Not telling you that.
Yeah, bro.
You know what I mean?
Yo, mind your business, bro.
It's like, don't get personal with me.
This is a private matter.
You
like,
don't know me. What are you talking about? You don't know me.
That's fucking weird. I think
so. Yeah, that's
what I that is a weird question to ask. My goodness. Right, well, that concludes the first point. The first one was sexual satisfaction. I feel it's negative for them. There's a negative correlation, so the more you watch, the more negative you'll feel.
Yeah,
or the effects on you anyway as an individual. Now the second point is popular porn. So researchers analyzed the top 50 videos on Pornhub, so on specific sex acts. So, it was on specific sex acts, the sexuality of the video, so hetero, homo, etc. The number of people in the video, and the number of men and women who achieved orgasms in each video. Now, I don't really feel comfortable giving the exact figures because I feel it's very analytical and... I don't know, it's too much for me to say anyway. But the results, let's just say, they indicate that even porn is not pleasuring for the actors in the videos. Which is understandable, like, right?
Yeah, it's not real.
Yeah, it is not real. But do they not get any pleasure at all? That's the thing. Like, the statistics say that less than half of the women reached orgasm.
Yeah, but think about it this way. Have you ever... Let me not ask you that. But, like, you know, when you're, like, you're on, you know, a higher number of bus and it just doesn't feel anything anymore. I guess that's what they're like.
I suppose, but that's for women, like, because it said here, more than 3/4 of the men in the videos reached orgasm, because that's part of the video.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So as a woman, it must be, yeah, to be fair. But I guess the thing is, that probably relates to real life as well, because I'm pretty sure, like, don't they say, like, women just...
Yeah, do you think women fake it a lot?
I wouldn't know, but I would assume so. If they do, it's just shooting yourself in the foot, because, like, if you fake it, I'm going to do what I did last time, because I thought that's what got you there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. Right, quick side question. Just because I saw this information, I thought it was absolutely mad. So take a guess on how many views Pornhub get on average each day. Every day, by the way. Since 2017, this was reported. So it's probably grown now.
Let's say half a billion.
Half a billion, yeah. Bro. 23 billion.
Oh, I wasn't even close.
Bro, 23 billion views. Bro,
I
was views.
In the ballpark. I didn't even leave my house.
Oh my.
What in the world? I mean,
23 billion views a day. That's more than a lot of the YouTube videos combined.
Yeah, that's... Do you know what I was gonna go? That's more people. That's more people on the earth. But then I was like, how many people on the earth? But yeah, that's more.
There's more. Bro, how many do you think there were on Earth when it came?
Well, not seven. That's for sure.
Seven. Yeah. Oh man. Anyway, but yeah, that's a mad number. 23 billion. They must get paid well though. Porn app just.
Like... Oh wait, I'm literally on the website now. It says 42 billion last year.
42. Wow. Maybe this is a growing...
Oh,
problem.
That's visits. Sorry, a complete different stat. Visits.
Visits?
Visits, yeah.
That's mad. Still, 42...
In a year.
Billion.
In a year. Sorry.
In a year.
Let me actually read the thing. Let me read the thing before I say stuff. You know?
Jesus, bro. You're giving me my stat. Let me... Fucking hell. But the... No, that doesn't... I was going to make a point, but your statistic was completely wrong.
Oh so, my word, 6,597 petabytes. You probably don't know what a petabyte is.
I do know what a petabyte is.
You do? Oh, yeah, it's massive.
It's the storage of data, is how big it is, right?
No, but like, do you know like what it is compared to like a mega, giga?
Yeah, so tera. It goes deca, hectare, kilo, mega, giga, tera, peta, beta. So it's like a thousand times bigger than a terabyte.
To be fair, you did physics.
Physics, so. Yeah. So yeah, it's 1,000 times bigger than a terabyte, and a terabyte is fucking huge already. Like 4 terabytes is massive.
One terabyte is massive.
So 1,000 more, Jesus. Anyway, so the third negative was loneliness. Now there was a survey conducted again in 2018 that found loneliness and porn usage were very heavily linked with each other. So affecting men more and married people less. That's understandable, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when you're married, you have someone. And well, I don't know. I think it's because more men watch porn than women. I could be wrong, but like...
Okay, I see that.
That for me is how it probably affects them more. Because more of them watch it. There's probably a greater statistic, greater pool of them, so on and so on. But the survey also found that greater religiousness, reduced porn usage, and higher levels of education were associated with lower porn usage.
Ah, that's why it's like a counterbalance, because I'm very religious but not very smart. That's why I'm like in the...
You're in the middle.
Back in the day.
You're very intelligent. And you're very religious, so it both adds to your point, and you're at zero. You're at 0% of all.
But like, definitely when I was younger, like when I was a lot less religious than I am now, so it wasn't like I was just out. Yeah, there's no reason not to watch it, you know what I mean?
Let me tell you this though. You may not have a comparison because, you know, life goes on. You may not see the same people like over and over.
Mm-hmm.
But when, and you won't know this exact moment, but when you stopped watching porn, after a while, you seem to be attracted to the women around you again, and because you're not seeing porn anymore, there's no unrealistic
image for sure.
There. Like, did you ever have? Was there ever a person in your life where at one point you weren't really attracted to them, and then seeing them later on, maybe after you stopped, you were attracted to them, or you found them attracted at least?
Every girl ever. Now I'm not. I can't even specifically.
If you say that, I can understand that. But there are a lot of people in my life where I'm like, Jesus, like.
My taste definitely changed, for sure.
Your taste definitely changed.
Yeah.
Do you wanna elaborate?
Broadened. The horizons.
Do you wanna elaborate, or
is it like, less? As in, they didn't have to have like my back or whatever, you know?
And I'm like, yeah,
you know, just as long as you're human and nice to me, I'm down, you know. God being hot too, that helps.
That, oh, you didn't have to say that. That was a bit mad. Okay, yeah, I agree with you. For me, there was just a lot of women around my life that I was just like, wow, I've never really looked at them this way, or like felt like I would want to do something with them.
Yeah, yeah.
It was only until after I saw Watch and Porn. I think for me, I don't know. I think not watching porn has definitely had a good effect on me.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why it kind of makes me question whether there's any positives to it whatsoever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm with you on that.
That's why, I don't know. I think it is a bit mad. But to conclude the third point, do you think more porn would make you lonelier, and why?
So, yes. And because I'm guessing you don't need to go out and search for love, I guess. Yeah. Or that quick feeling of love anymore. So when you've just got your phone, you know, why do you need to go out and find a girl or a guy?
It's like that Don John thing that I've mentioned before of me and you. Like, he's watching porn in class. Like, that is a madness.
Yeah, that is actually madness.
That is a madness. Like, he was hiding it, but still, like, in class.
I don't know if you want to reveal this, but where's the maddest place you've watched it?
You go first, because
I will go first, because the thing is, like, it's never left my house. I know that's honestly, I've never done anything.
Shit, man, I'm so glad you went first.
I've done risky ones, like, you know, when like someone's like outside the door kind of thing, like, but hey. I've never done it in like a mad place.
Have I ever watched in a mad place? I would just say at my friend's house. That's
you've done it at your friend's. Oh, okay.
No, I didn't beat my meat in my friend's house. I was thinking about it, but I was like, nah, this is a madness. Like, if he caught me, or like, even if he didn't catch me, I'd feel fucking well guilty. Like, what the hell is this? Like, he's invited me to his home. Like, the way I thought about it was, imagine I invited him to my home and he's trying to beat his meat in my house.
Yeah.
I would be like, what the fuck are you doing, bro? Go home. Do that in your own safe space. Don't do it on mine. Like, I think that's mad.
That is quite bad, to be fair.
That's what I'm saying. Anyway, so our fourth and final negative point is, I was quite surprised by this. And this is the one I kind of feel a bit iffy on. It's divorce. So I'm not going to list all the numerical values again, because they're quite detailed and it's a bit much to go through, but the results give a weak indication. Nonetheless, it is an indication, though, that couples that begin using porn after marriage, together or alone, like as they watch it, it's not specified in the study if they watch it together or alone, but they are more inclined to face marital problems. What do you think of this like claim?
As a married man,
yeah,
I would assume so. I don't actually know. I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't know. I can't even think.
All right. So based on experience, we both cannot say.
Yeah.
But logically, I find it a bit mad that watching a few videos that they have already been exposed to before would give them marital problems. Like.
But to be fair, like you know, like I said, I haven't had much experience, but as a married man, obviously, like if you were to, you know, when people say like, oh, she's hot to their own girl. Like, I've seen this, like when one of my mates, he was with this girl, he was like, oh yeah, she's quite good looking. Then she just flipped. She's like, what would you say? So, and I imagine you're beating your meat to some other woman.
True, very true, very true.
If you got a competitive wife, like, it might be a bit of a madness.
You want that, though. You do kind of want that.
Not too much, though, but you do want it. Obviously,
yeah, there's a level. I don't want her to, like, I don't want her to flip out every time I find someone attractive. But in all fairness, I wouldn't have just came out and said, yeah, she's quite attractive.
Oh no, like
I would have been way more
as careful. A guy, you should know that. You should not say that.
Yeah, I don't know. Do I know this guy?
No, he's one of my mates, so you probably do, but you don't know him, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I don't know him, fair enough. But that's a bit mad. I think yeah, I've unspoken rule, you shouldn't do that. Like just to save yourself the hassle, do you know what I mean? So just to give a brief kind of number, do you know when about you quit watching porn?
Oh my days, I've been so on and off. But recently, it was sometime last year. But like my whole journey, that started like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
But because like it's so engraved in me, it's been like.
Yeah, do you know what? I find it mad that like that's the perfect word, engraved. Because from a young age, especially you, like 6 years old, bloody.
Something mad, yeah.
That's still mad, like.
I know I lived in my old house, and I was very young in that house.
Jeez, well, you've been exposed to it quite young.
Yeah.
I would say I was still young, but I was at a more normal young age of 12. Now, porn from then until how we are now, like 21, bro. That's a long time for it to be drilled in your head.
Yeah, for real.
So everything.
Your whole teens.
Yeah, that's your whole development stage.
Yeah.
Like you've absorbed all of this in and now this is what you know. Like I actually know a girl who told me she's only ever watched porn once.
I wish, bro. If you could go back and not discover it, would you not discover it?
Well, watch it the first time, yeah, but then never again.
Yeah, I get that.
It's like Moose, you know, when like Club Zinc.
Moose is our club. Well, not anymore. It's called Zinc.
No, Zinc now, yeah.
But
do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, I've been in there once and I haven't been in there again.
You've got to go once just to know.
Yeah. Dip your finger in there.
Just come back out. Dip your finger in, come back out. You have to know just that one time. And then after that, no. But then that's why I was trying to ask about being educated on it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that no one has been told about the negative effects of porn, like it's not even discussed at school, which is understandable because it's graphic and needs to be censored, but it's not really taught at all. Do you know what I mean? Like the effect it can have on you if you take it in a certain direction or if you do it so much.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? And I feel that can really affect, like the fact she has only watched it once, her mindset's probably better off than both of ours.
Yeah, and she's a woman as well, so I think they've got better mindsets in the grand scheme of things. Anyway,
they seem a lot more mature about sex.
Yeah,
but I haven't. From talking to all my friends here, like all the girls anyway, I know that women want it just as bad as men.
Oh, fair enough.
They talk, bro. They talk way more graphically than us. They're so detailed.
Oh damn! I can imagine that.
I'm on, bro. I don't think you want to, because do you know how guys talk?
Like, yeah, I was gonna say
a lot of that's happening. We'll say a lot of, like the good shit. They talk about detail. They're talking size, shape, the way it's looking. Bro, that's mad.
The only like three lines a guy has is like, "Oh, she's got big tits. Oh, she's got a nice ass." Or
yeah,
or she's fit. That's it.
Like, bro, she sat on my face. Like, it's just easy stuff like that. But, or she arched her back. But for women, bro, they talk about everything. And I was, I don't know. I had to leave the room after this. So I was like, oh my God. Like, could you imagine me and you having this detailed conversation?
No, and I do not want to.
That's good. Right, so let's move on from that. So, as a kind of concluding point, do you think porn should be harder to access?
Yep. Because that little questionnaire at the beginning, what's that going to do? Are you 18 plus? Yeah, obviously I'm 18.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it should be. They did propose something last year where you have to have an ID card and you have to like sign up. I don't know if
My God.
It's coming. It's coming. It will come.
Let's say that day's here. Let's say you clicked on right now and it went, right, please type in your government name.
Oh, no. No.
I'm going back to magazines. Like, if it ever came to that.
Get some CDs. Yeah, get some magazines. Get The Sun. They don't do it anymore, but find this, the old Sun. The Sun don't do page three
anymore.
I think, let's be real, in this climate, in 2020, yeah,
it's irrelevant.
Would they be allowed?
Would they be? Yeah, true. I didn't consider that either. Fuck. I remember Babe Station was a huge thing.
Never watched it, bro.
Never seen it. Never. Fair play. You missed out as a kid. But that was the biggest thing.
Oh, bro. You were talking about missed out as a kid. I was early to the game. I've been on this.
Do you think that their idea with the ID card will work? Like, what's the aim of it? What was the aim of it? Because it's obviously being brought
up. Is that getting in a club or getting drinks at a bar?
It's a fake ID.
I feel like, yeah, people find ways around it, for sure. Definitely find it.
I would feel uncomfortable with my friend asking me to use my ID.
And plus, you got to think, like, people can hack into anything nowadays. Like, I did a bit of hacking back in the day, and it was not that hard to hack into a Windows computer. So, like,
really?
What
do you mean? Like,
but it was an old one, so it wasn't.
What did you do?
You use something called a command line.
No. Not how did you hack? Like, what did you hack? Like, getting into the
getting in. Like, as in, so if you had a computer and your personal files were on it, I would log in, and now I've got access to everything about whatever you. Whatever your files are.
Damn, no way.
But that was an...
Do you know what phishing is?
Like, yeah. You should know what phishing is.
Bro, I've told you this, haven't I?
Yes, you have.
Apple tried to get me. Like, I was
Apple.
Like...
It wasn't Apple.
It wasn't Apple, that's the point. But, like, I remember receiving an email from Apple saying... Do you remember what it said? Cause I can't believe I can't remember. But... It was based on giving them my password so they could log in. And I was so close to doing it, and I just went, wait. Why do they want my current password?
It's like they emailed you. Surely you like...
Why would I email them?
It's like those phone calls. It's like, hey, we're Vodafone. Yeah, we just... can you give us your bank details to confirm who you are? It's like, called me. What are you talking about? Can I...
Taxi ones was like, oh, did you call for a tech? Like, do you guys need a taxi? Do you need a lift, basically? Like, what shit is that? Like, anyway, the point was they emailed me this and I was like, wait, this doesn't make sense. So I called Apple, the helpline, and I remember talking to a guy on the phone. I'm going to call him Derek for now because I think that was close to his name. And it got to a point where Derek was like, can we do a share screen so I can see what's on the screen? I was like, yeah, sure. I told him the whole story. I could see him moving the mouse on my screen. And he clicked on the name of the Apple ID email. And it was this Indian guy's. This guy was trying to get... Everything from I was furious, bro. I was telling him, like, Derek, you better get this guy.
Mm.
Like, you better get this guy. I'm gonna be pissed. And then, oh, bro, I've to this day, after that, I just warned my family. I called you straight after. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Mm.
Like, this is mad. But yeah, to this day, that's where I don't know how we got into fishing. My bad.
But sorry to get you off topic quickly. So, during this whole thing, I've been reading through the Pornhub stats, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm looking at the United Kingdom stats. And the second most search category is SFW, safe for work. So what? Let's say that, right? So let's completely ignore the fact that someone's searching for safe for work porn, right? But let's say you do find it, right? And you are at work. You are still on that website. I can see everything around the viewport.
Do you know how IT teachers could see your screens?
Yeah.
Can you imagine your boss?
Like, boss, no, safe for work, though. Like, no, that doesn't...
Your boss, it's safe for work. Oh, dude. Yeah. I see what you mean.
I've been bamboozled. Sorry, okay, carry on. These are some porn. Good stats, bro.
What is safe for work porn? I don't know, like...
I don't know. I don't know.
You're looking at it. Oh, okay. I thought you might have known. Sorry. Anyway, no, but, so...
Like, even... What is it? No, like, what is it? What can it be?
I don't want to look it up. I'm
you know what I mean? Unless you work in, like, unless you work at porn, I'm like, what can it be?
It has to be.
Do you think people who work at porn are allowed to watch porn? Like, at work?
I'm sure they're working with porn stars. Like, it's not just a website.
But like, let's say you're a developer. Can you just like, in your break, just like, you know, quickly like, oh, I wonder what some porn star's up to today.
I wonder what my job is doing. Oh man, they must be able to contact all of them.
Oh, probably, yeah.
So they probably have a lot of power within that industry.
These are some good stats, by the way.
We'll read them out another time. So to conclude, this is the final question. Do you think porn is bad for you? And do you think it should be used less or not at all?
Definitely bad for me. I'm not trying to tell someone how to live their life.
Yep.
But
I like that.
I would recommend not watching it. But what's the second question, sorry?
Do you think it should be used less / not at all?
Yeah, so if I feel like if you say you're not going to watch it and you watch it, there's a problem.
Yeah, that's true.
You know those people like you know, I don't know, I've got a friend who bets. He says, "I'm not gonna place a bet on today." End of the day, oh mate, I lost all my bets. It's like, I thought you're not gonna place a bet. So like, well,
really, wow.
It's just like, it's kind of like that. Like if you say you're gonna stop and you can't that stop, there's a problem.
Though. Yeah, that's a problem. Now that you put an example in perspective, that is a real problem.
So
I hope they're not listening.
No, I hope he's listening because I want him to know. Stop betting, mate. You know who you are.
You know who you are. Just send it to her at the end. It's all right.
But yeah, that's my two cents. How about yours? Let's make it four.
I think porn is definitely bad for you, just because it's an unmoderated world. Like, you're not taught about it in any way. You don't know how it affects you in every way. You only know the pleasure side of it. You don't know the aftermath effect if you do it too much, and how it affects your, I would say, viewpoint of the opposite sex or the same sex, however you like, whatever like boat you float in. And I just think it should be used not at all. It's not a natural thing, so it doesn't make, like, when you see sex scenes in movies, you're like, right, we get the point, they're having sex.
Yeah,
but porn is just literally, it's happened. It's happening. That's it.
Yeah,
but then again, my other two cents is,
I'm making it six.
Six cents. Yeah,
these guys getting rich.
I knew you were gonna say it. So my other two cents is that if you have very strong willpower, because I would say the average man does not have a strong willpower to not let it affect them.
Yep.
Agreed.
I'm in that category.
But fair play. I would say you are as well. I would say if you have a very, very strong willpower, then fair play. You do. I'm not here to dictate your life, just like you said. You do what you
My willpower is not good enough to be. Just.
I know that. Oh, sorry. Taking a deep breath. I know I don't have the willpower like everyone else. So just take away the temptation and don't watch it at all. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. So regarding today's story, we did intend to give a balanced argument for and against porn, but as you can tell, there were far more negatives to be found than there were positives, excluding our opinions. But with that being said, if you've made it this far, thank you so much for listening. We hope we cover the topic in enough detail for you, and we hope that the information has been helpful. If you would like for us to go into even more detail, please don't. In a follow-up episode, or if there are other topics that you want us to cover, please message either myself, or even better, just contact our official profile on Instagram at BTS Behind the Story. And finally, to help me and Table out, please share this recording with just one person.
Just one person.
Just please share it if you found it interesting, or if you know someone that will find it interesting, and it, as it helps us out like a lot. And well, we hope you all have a wonderful day.